So I am so looking forward. My wife and I are going to go see Billy Joel on Friday night in Tulsa, this coming Friday night. So pumping, wanting to see Billy Joel for years. I bought my tickets back in August online from a place called SeatGeek, which I've bought tickets from them before, okay? So, I mean, it's all good. It's not like there's some fly-by-night thing. So I bought my tickets back in August, and they said, hey, we're going to email them to you as you get a little closer to the date. I said, all right. So September passes, nothing. October passes, nothing. Finally, this past weekend, it was like Friday, I'm getting a little concerned being that we're a week away from the concert. So I call them, and they go on to tell me that, oh, you didn't hear. I go, what do you mean I didn't hear? Apparently, the other ticket broker, if you will, that SeatGeek gets their tickets from. Their SeatGeek is considered what's called a secondary ticket market. I don't understand how that whole world works. I really don't. But anyway, there was another company called ScoreBig that essentially went bankrupt. Okay, that's what happened. I mean, it was a long, convoluted explanation, but basically they went bankrupt and they weren't able to fulfill a bunch of ticket requests. So they tell me, so unfortunately, it doesn't look like your tickets are going to be available. I go, what do you mean my tickets aren't going to be available? You know how much money I spent all that? I spent a small fortune for this pair of tickets. They were like, yeah, we're really sorry. What you're probably going to have to do is go through your bank and then through your credit card and file a dispute, and you'll probably get it back within, you know, a certain amount of time. I'm like, I'm not feeling really good about this. So I was all ready to cancel this trip to Tulsa on Friday, and, bottom line is I ended up emailing the company saying, hey, I want officially requesting my refund of these tickets. And I get an email back probably within the hour from the company saying, hey, good news, we were able to find your tickets, and apparently they were still valid. Here you go. And they emailed them to me. So we're going to end up going to go see Billy Joel anyway. But all I know is the stress that they put me. This better be the most incredible show in history, because the amount of stress that they put me through to get these tickets, okay? Yeah. And I was ready to, you know, okay, expecting I'm going to get a refund. I was all ready to almost buy another pair of tickets from somebody else, thinking, okay, we'll make up for it once we get the other ticket money back and everything. But fortunately, I didn't have to do that. She responded back to me right away. But anyway, please be careful. The ticket market, the event ticket market, whether you're talking sports, concert, or whatever, has been flipped on its ear in recent days.